When you think about punk music, you might picture some very thin, pale young guys with mohawks. But one festival is out to prove that punk music is much more than that. NPR's Jasmine Garst headed over to the Afropunk Festival in Brooklyn for more.
Young Canadian rocker Sate is one of the up-and-coming acts at the Afropunk Festival this weekend. I met her right before she hit the stage. She was wearing a cut-off fishbone shirt, a black punk band she says inspired her. She says the first time she saw Fishbone live,
I think I was just like dumbstruck. And I just remember there being sweat on the walls and being like, that's the kind of show that I want to create, where there's sweat on the walls.
And with soulful mosh pit anthems like her song Warrior, she's achieved that teenage dream. The music is scorching at Afropunk, and so is the weather. Despite that, thousands poured into the Brooklyn Festival, which at times looked like a fashion event. Colorful hair, exquisite makeup, bombastic outfits, and of course, the music. This weekend's lineup also has its share of mainstream stars. Headlining on Sunday is rapper Ice Cube, and on Saturday, the festival was graced by one of the founding fathers of funk, George Clinton.
I've been defleed, deticked, I got my rabies shot, and I'm ready to bury the bone.
At age 75, Clinton says he's mellowed out.
Now, they get ready to leave the planet. It's hard to be hardcore. So you got to be careful that you don't hurt yourself trying to be hardcore.
Are you still hardcore?
I'm a granddad, great-granddad now. I'm hardcore on stage.
He reminisced about hearing punk for the first time right around when Motown was big.
Here come these groups from England wearing jeans with holes in them, patches on them saying and peace and love. And it became the new height. So we realized, oh, you just have to be able to let go wherever you think is cool and flip it.
That same spirit that attracted Matthew Morgan back when he was growing up in London. He says he came into punk music like a lot of kids through a rebellious sibling.
So I grew up in a very Jewish West Indian neighborhood, and in the 70s there was a lot of angst with the second generation West Indian kids that were not like their parents and started pushing back against the police and the government, and they were my punk rock idols. It was like my brother and his friends that were just saying no.
But as Morgan started working in the music industry, he found people were saying no to him. He saw people of color embraced as artists, but shut out of the business decisions.
The music business is a funny thing because it has a perception of this very liberal, equal business. But it's actually quite rare for people of color to be in those positions that book acts.
He had a really hard time getting gigs for the artists of color he represented. So 11 years ago, he started the Afropunk Festival, which he now runs with his partner, Jocelyn Cooper. Performing at that very first event was Saul Williams, a spoken word artist. Under the cool shade of a tree, I sat down with Williams and asked him how he defines punk. He says it's about rebellion.
James Baldwin was a punk. Pasolini was a punk. You know what I'm saying? Patti Smith, of course, is a punk. Rimbaud is a punk. You know what I'm saying? Allen Ginsberg is a punk, right? Jimi Hendrix is a punk, actually.
Williams says back when he started, punk offered him a chance to embrace his weirdness, to be quirky, something he says black men in America often don't get to do.
That punk spirit, to me, signifies the reality of the need to, like, stand up and face the nonsense creatively and to be unafraid to challenge it, to face the challenge.
As the festival grows in audience and adds more mainstream acts, I asked organizer Matthew Morgan, why is punk important to African Americans?
I look at Sun Ra and Miles Davis and Grace Jones and Bootsy Collins, and they're punk rock to me. You know, Malcolm X is punk rock to me. Redefining that attitude that we've always had, it's punk rock to be black in America.
Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.